Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friend.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, coming to you live from Universal Studios Hollywood. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Jenny Ray.
And we are coming to you from the second story of the Isla Nublar bar. next to Jurassic Park. So if you hear the sounds of many waters, it's the people coming down from the, it's not a roller coaster, what is it called? The water ride. We're really tired. It was really hot today.
From it's Jurassic Park, the ride.
Yeah, the ride.
Or, I mean, sorry, Jurassic World, the ride. I'm already failing.
The experience.
I was looking at the picture.
So yes, we are at Universal Studios, but we're going to start off with some Disney news. I also apologize for this audio quality. We tried to find the quietest area possible,
yes,
but it's still a little windy, and the sound will be temperamental at best.
Enjoy.
And it will be off because I keep checking to make sure this is still actually recording. So first, we're going to start off with, so there was some great news on the rumor mill. So there's a rumor, everybody, that at D23, Bob Chapek, well, I guess it wouldn't be Bob Chapek, it would be Joshy, is going to announce that the People Mover is coming back.
It's coming back, you guys.
To Disneyland.
It's coming back.
I literally screamed when I found that out. I was so excited.
I hope that it's correct.
I do
feel
too.
Like it's got to be just because, you know, I feel like people are talking about it. And Chapek would be smart to do this because he is kind of a hated person.
Yes.
And this will make him a little less hated.
I said, if he does this, I will start calling him Disney Daddy. And both you and Michelle objected. So I'm like, Disney Stepdaddy, Disney Second Cousin.
Twice removed.
And then I came up with Disney Rich Uncle who leaves you a lot of money.
Yes. I like that one.
Who you never really liked, but he did one good thing one time.
Yes.
I think for Bob Chapek, being liked is important, which is shocking for me because he makes decisions that are not, you would not think he cares what people think about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he does because I think, there's been many rumors over the past about the People Mover coming back. All of them are obviously bogus because the track is not complete because when they built Buzz Lightyear, they had to tear down part of the track.
Mm-hmm.
And so Disney kept saying, like, oh, we can't do anything about it. We can't move it without, like, tearing down these rides.
And also, like, the accessibility situation.
Exactly. I think once the ride is closed for 6 months, it goes by the new laws. So I don't think, someone could not, you know, access a wheelchair or, like, if they needed to stop the ride, it'd be tricky. Like, it's just not for modern audiences, this type of ride. It worked in 1960 whenever it opened. late 60s, 68, yes. So what they are saying is that, now this is all rumor, that they're going to just make the track a loop. So they're going to get rid of the section that goes over Autopia and the lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to go through the buildings. And the other rumor is that they're going to announce at D23, they're going to redo Tomorrowland and retheme it to the Buzz Lightyear movie. That rumor has not gone away. That's been around for, like, ever since the Buzz Lightyear movie came out. Everyone, there was a rumor saying that they were going to reskin Space Mountain as Buzz Lightyear permanently, like not a temporary one.
I just wish that it was going to be something that's not Pixar, not Marvel, not Star Wars. Like, can we get something different?
Like, I like the original IP, but I get it's not very profitable. So can't they like have a Disney princess in space? I don't know.
I mean, when WALL-E came out, that's what I wanted. Yeah. I wanted that so bad, but obviously I don't think they're making a WALL-E sequel. Mm-hmm.
Wallet. The son of WALL-E, Wallet.
I know, so I don't know. I have not seen the new Lightyear movie.
Neither have I.
Yeah, so I can't really speak on that. Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't feel like, I mean, even if it was a big hit, like, you really want to make...
But also, why not Tron? Like,
Okay,
so, but I'm still confused about the whole Tron thing because they keep building Tron attractions when they scraped, like, the new movie.
Yeah.
So are they actually going to make a new Tron? Is it going to be a Disney Plus, like, type situation?
Yes. Is this a Disney Plus type situation? I think maybe. I didn't think about that, but I think it might be a Disney Plus thing. And that would make so much sense.
So why wouldn't we get a Tron in our Tomorrowland?
Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool. Now, nobody who has any power listens to this. But if you do, this is my suggestion, retheme the current Space Mountain to Tron.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to do that much. Just, like, change the lighting package.
Uh-huh.
Change the vehicles. Done.
Yeah.
They could change the whole land to be, like, a Tron theme.
Exactly. Well, and wasn't the one room, like, Tron-themed?
Yeah, in the People Mover. Is when you went through, so you would go through on top of, it was the Carousel of Progress, and now it's just the empty Star Wars building.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go through the top, and originally they used to have the whole model of Epcot, and then now they've moved, you know, the original prototype Disney, Walt Disney built. Then they moved that to Florida, but only part of it. So it was a lot bigger than, and it's still in Florida, but it's, I forget the percentage, but it's like at least like a third the size of the original one.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they put the Tron thing up there. So it was like you were like going through Tron, and that's what I remember as a kid.
Yeah.
And then it closed and I was sad.
Yeah, I just feel like all that would make sense. I mean, we'll definitely touch on this more too when we do like a D23 episode.
Yes.
Because I feel like we've been talking for 100 minutes about Tomorrowland now.
Tomorrowland. And this is an episode about Universal. I hope it's true. I hope they do Tomorrowland. It does make sense. I could see how they could redo People Mover if they just make it kind of a loop. And I will be the first one on it crying. And I think, I was thinking about it, I will go to Disneyland by myself and ride the People Mover for hours. That's how much I love it. Like, I'm that excited.
Wait, but why wouldn't you invite me? Because I would do the same.
I mean, you're invited, but you live far. You can't come down all the time.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, for your first time.
Oh, no. This is, like, I'm just going to come randomly by myself.
Can we just do that and, like, bring lunches?
Yes.
We'll just, like, sit.
What if, okay, listeners, this is what we're going to do. If the People Mover reopens, Jenny and I are going to go, and we're going to record an episode on the People Mover, and we're going to, like, have, like, we're going to go on it, like, a minimum 3 hours. Like, we're going to loop on it as many times as they let us, and then go get in line again and get back on.
Yes. But I feel like if it does reopen, it's going to be something where we are going to have to wait in line for, like, an hour through, like,
each
time.
Oh, for sure. I mean, at least for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Disney, oh, now it's getting windy. Disneyland is the park of, people who come regularly and like theme parks. This is another thing I don't get. Why don't they rebuild Journey into Imagination, the original one? Like, that would get JPEG so much goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nobody asked me. So our next bit of news is Avengers Campus opened in Disneyland Paris. The news is that it's almost identical to ours. It doesn't look identical, but, like, they both have Pym's Test Kitchen. They both have the Web Slingers. The only difference is they converted Rock and Roller Coaster to an Iron Man ride. And I was watching a video where Brie Larson was, her character is on the ride. Not on the ride, but like in the pre-show, and somebody recorded her watching herself.
Oh.
Because she was in Paris.
Yo. Wait, so they have a Spider-Man ride and an Iron Man ride.
Yes.
So they have more rides than we do.
Yes. Yes, they do. And yeah. Remember I talked about that park was a piece of crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have more rides than we do.
Great.
And they have Spider-Man in the, it's really weird. So in their stunt show, Black Widow speaks French. Spider-Man speaks French. T'Challa speaks English. And it sounded to me like Chadwick Boseman.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if like there's a contract where it has to be his voice.
Oh.
But they're all talking to each other as if they can understand each other. Like no one's like, what, translate for me? What are you saying? Like they're just talking back and forth.
Huh.
And then on the Iron Man ride, Captain Marvel and is speaking English, and Iron Man is speaking French, and they're just talking back and forth like we are right now.
That's interesting.
It's very odd. It's like, oh, I guess we're just the international language here.
Bilingual.
Yes.
Avengers.
We can just hear one language and speak in another very easily. Avengers Campus, maybe one day I'll do more on it. I just wanted to let you know that it would happen. I was so excited about the People Mover news that this episode was supposed to come out after the Bridgerton episode, and now I'm going to switch them. So this one, we're recording it on a Friday. I think this is going to be coming out on Wednesday.
Yes.
Hot off the presses. Okay. Let's get into Universal. One of my listeners, and I don't want to mention your name just in case I don't want to get you in trouble, but you know who you are. Hi. Does work here, or did work here at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Ooh.
And I believe they work in the Harry Potter section. So hello. Hi. How are you? If you want me to mention your name, I will. I just didn't want to get you in trouble.
So, well, it's too late once it comes out.
I know. Well, I can do it in a subsequent one and be like, hello.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so how has your day been so far, Jennifer?
It's been toasty.
It is. It is hot. It is. So we got here. We were supposed to be at 11. I, of course, got here late at 11:30 because there was traffic.
Yes.
And so we both have the gold passes. And so we get...
I like gold.
Gold, the smell of it, the taste of it. So we get free parking, which is mostly the reason I got it. You can get the Platinum Pass, which is you get a ticket to Universal Horror Nights, and I think you get, like, less blackout dates.
Mm-hmm.
But we obviously are not into walk-up scare type situation.
No, not at all.
So we're like, we'll just take the gold because it's free parking. I think it's, like, 280, so let's just say it's 300. Mm-hmm. So already, like, I've been here, you come all the time. I've been here twice. It's worth it.
Well, and I come too just to, like, say my friend Rachel mm-hmm. was going to meet me at City Walk to see a movie, but I was going to be in traffic if I left at the time I should have. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll just go to Universal for an hour and a half. And I literally just go and sit in one spot and just hang out. And people watch.
Well, there's one thing you always do. That's our favorite thing at either. It looks like I'm telling you a secret. I'm blocking the way.
Oh, I know. I was like, what is it?
There's one ride that we both love.
Secret Life of Pets.
That is our recommendation. Is always, I think even if you come here just for like 5 minutes, you always go on Secret Life of Pets. And I'm jealous.
I really do. I love that ride so much. And I've never seen any of the movies.
Oh, no, neither have I. So first thing we got here, we went straight to, I don't know what it's called. It's the eatery in Simpsons Land. Jennifer's looking it
Hold
up.
Hold on, I'm looking.
It's the chicken one.
Yeah, we're not cool enough to actually know the names of anything here.
No. I was telling Jennifer and I were talking about this before. Like, pre my medication, I was so OCD that I would make these, like, really detailed outlines. And post-medication, I don't have this OCD anymore, but the podcast and my packing has suffered because of it. I pack so bad now for vacations, and the podcast is so, like, I just made an outline right before. That is so unlike me. Like, I used to send multi-page outlines to people over, like, the silliest episodes. So I apologize. I am mentally great, but the podcast has been suffering. So it's the chicken restaurant in Simpsons.
Hold on. Where is it? Why am I stupid?
Why do I want to say it's called Cletus? Did I just make that up?
Cletus's Chicken Shack.
I was right.
You were so right.
Cletus's Chicken Shack. We both get the number 2, which is...
I'm a little boy now. Number 2. You said number 2.
We get chicken tenders and corn.
And fries. The chicken, it tastes really good, and there's a lot of it. Like, it's a big meal.
They give you, like, 4 big pieces of chicken.
Big.
Big. White meat chicken, French, like, a good amount of french fries and corn, and I feel like it's not, like... that expensive.
No, and I get super full. Like, I didn't finish my chicken.
Yeah, I didn't even eat half of it.
I know.
And our pro tip is downstairs, there's very limited seating. Go upstairs, there's tons of seating.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, during these times, you don't want to, like, be sitting smack dab next to people. Mm-hmm. So you get a little more space. They're playing Simpsons episodes on the TV. It's all themed. It's very, like, I think the upstairs where we sit, it's like the chicken shack.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the Simpsons living room. There's Moe's Bar next door. I'm not a Simpsons fan per se, but I appreciate theming.
Yes. I always tell myself the next guy that I date, if he's a Simpsons fan, then that's when I'll actually watch The Simpsons.
Yes.
It was funny because the last date that I went on, I had mentioned that. And so he put on his favorite Simpsons episode and I watched it. I was like, oh, it's the beginning. And then I'm like, and we never talked again.
I mean, if you date a guy in LA, they're super into Simpsons. So then after that, we did the virtual queue for Secret Life of Pets. I recommend the second you get into the park, go onto the app. So before you get into the park, download the Universal Studios app. Mm-hmm. Once the second you get into the park, join the Secret Life of Pets virtual queue. We were able to do it about an hour after we got into the park.
And keep in mind, we didn't get here at opening.
No, we got here like almost 11:30. Yeah, 11:30. Yeah. Because the line can get long. And some days you can't even sit. Like today, you cannot stand in line. It's only virtual queue. I checked in the virtual queue. They weren't taking new people after like 3, I think. Mm-hmm. So yeah, do it first thing. Go on that ride. It's amazing. It's the best dark ride.
You know what confuses me though is when they do virtual queue only, I always see like 4 or 5. What are they called? Are they called cast members? I don't know.
I think they call them team members. Yeah.
Outside. I'm like, do you need that many people standing there? Like, what's going on? They had training?
Because they had 4 people.
Yeah.
They had 4 people scanning tickets, and then our ticket thing didn't even work, so they're just like, go on in.
Yeah.
Because we got there right at 1:20, and our time was 1:20.
Yeah.
It's a great ride. So the theme of the ride is that you are a puppy, and you're a stray puppy, and that you need to get adopted. Because I guess if you wait till too long, you're too old and nobody wants you. So there's a ticking time clock. And so
that's when Chris Evans will take you in.
Exactly. Then all because he adopts adult dogs. So then the line is pretty cool. So you go through and you're going through different rooms. I'm assuming they're all Pets characters, Secret Life of Pets characters. Mm-hmm. And there's like little like mailboxes you can look into. And then there's several animatronics. So there's like an animatronic of Patton Oswalt, not a Patton Oswalt, but I can tell that voice, whatever character he plays.
Yeah.
And then a big brown dog. And then there's like a bunny that I think Kevin Hart does the voice of the bunny. I think those are all the animatronics, but they're good.
I mean, I love the queue.
It's very cute.
It's fun. A lot of picture-worthy moments.
Yes.
But I suggest definitely going on the ride numerous times while you're here.
And then I will say one thing. So if any of you are
talking about how the cats, they make cats mean.
Oh, I was not. So we'll talk about that first.
Okay.
So first they talk about, so the ride is you get on, the line's amazing. If you're a nerd like me, you're very amazed by how much they put in the limited space. Because basically the whole ride's on the second story.
Nerd.
So you get in the ride. So first, the thing that sucks, and I don't know why they do this, and they do this at Universal. So if you are a plus size person and you go to a Universal theme park, Disney's a little better about this. They have like lap bars, and you have to be pretty small for some of these rides. Like I've never been kicked off a ride, but I've gotten close to it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these weird lap bars, which I get it for fast rides. You need it for safety. But why do they have these severe lap bars for Secret Life of Pets?
Because I went on it for the first time by myself, and I got nervous because then there were signs, too, for, like, dizziness and stuff. I'm like, what am I getting myself into? I don't have my Dramamine or my anti-nausea wristbands. And so I sat down, and I put the thing down. I was like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was supposed to be a nice ride. And then as I rode it, I'm like, why is this bar here? This is so stupid.
It goes so slow. It doesn't spin quick. It's not like Roger Rabbit where it's, like, whipping around. So I don't get the point of these, like, little bucket seats. Like, that's the type of ride everyone should be able to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how come Jurassic Park, any size can go on it, but that ride you can't?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
It's just very weird. So that's my one complaint about this ride.
Yeah, and my other complaint is because they make the cats all mean.
Yes.
I guess they're just misunderstood.
Cats are delightful. Okay, people who don't like cats, I'm sorry. You just don't know a good cat. You just didn't. You are the bad person.
No, but the way that I see it is I view cats the same way as I view men.
Yes.
Because it's almost like I want to work for your attention.
Yes.
And then once I have you, I'm like, please just keep loving me. Oh, you changed your mind. Like, oh, wait, let's try this again.
So we'll.
It's unhealthy.
It is. I am the same way. So we'll try to keep it as spoiler free as possible. But really quick, off topic, but what you were saying, I feel like, so there's dog people and cat people, and then there's no pet people, but we don't talk about them. But there's dog people and cat people. Dog people usually are very well adjusted and grew up just getting love, receiving love, and don't feel like they have to work for it because they never did. I feel like, and this is not a strict thing, this is just my observation of people I know. Cat people were never really loved, rejected a lot, and they don't trust it when someone just likes them. They have to feel like you have to earn their love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like me. It's like, if someone just likes me off the bat, I'm like, why? I need to like make you like me. So then you earn that cat's love and you actually feel like you did something and you trust it more.
Yes.
That's.
But also I think Jack, my cat, he's not a cuddler. And I'm like, well, that's kind of what I've dealt with men too, is I just want some physical attention and my cat won't do it for me.
She just wants you to feed him and clean up his poop.
Yeah, I won't do that for a guy, though.
You'd do anything for love, but you won't do that.
But I won't do that.
So back to the ride. You get on the ride, and it's every scene's amazing. Every scene is filled with animatronics. Every piece of set is decorated. It's not a trackless ride, but you do, like, spin around fast, but, like...
It just moves to where you can see stuff.
So the first scene's amazing. Won't go into details, but it's super cute. Every time I go on, I see something new.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a scene with the cats. And they, I guess, I haven't seen this movie, but they make cats like the devil and the cats are the antagonist.
Yeah.
And like the cats are literally like batting the dogs around and they're all homeless cats too. Like they're all street cats.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, I know I'm coming over at some point. Can we watch at least one of these movies together?
Yeah, we have to figure out what channel, like how we can watch it though. Is it on Peacock?
I don't know.
Somebody let me know if it's on Peacock, where I can watch Secret Life of Pets. I just want to watch the first, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe the last 20 minutes. I know there's a fluffy white dog in it, and it's Jenny Slate, and then there's Patton Oswalt and Kevin Hart.
Is Jenny Slate, like, Marcel the Shell?
I think she's the little white doggy, the little fluffy one, the cotton ball one.
Okay.
And then I'm the rabbit. It's me. There's a scene where the rabbit is like in spa in like pink towels and is at the spa and then Jenny is like, that's you.
Wait, I thought that was a cat.
I thought that was the rabbit.
Shoot, I don't, we'll have to go on it again.
Yeah, we'll have to go. So you're going through the ride and the whole thing is you are a homeless stray dog and you need to get adopted. So there's a part where they like wash and clean you and then you get adopted by the family and Jenny and I did not.
No, it was a stupid white family with this little bratty, like, blonde girl. Like, no, daddy, I want him. No. And I was like, oh, man. And there was this, like, fun black family that was behind us. I'm like, why couldn't we get them?
Yeah, and then there's also, I think, a gay couple. And I was like, we had to go home with, like, the most boring family of, like, people all in glasses who, like, look like they've never had an argument in their life.
They've had arguments, so just pretend.
That's true. It's all silent.
Yeah.
Like, it's the family where, like, I looked at the dad and I'm like, I know you've killed somebody in there in your basement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is what Jenny and I think of when we go on this ride. And then it ends, and then there's a gift shop at the end. It's amazing. Maybe one day we'll do, like, a more detailed spoiler-filled episode, but...
There is one... Okay, I don't know if this is a spoiler per se, but I'm very curious on... Like, I feel like I saw more Minion stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know if those are supposed to be Easter eggs. Like, you're supposed to look for Minions throughout.
Yeah, so I've never noticed it before. I mean, I've only been on the ride 3 times. But this last time, there was tons of Minion stuff. And maybe it's to promote the new Gru ride movie situation. You know, there's a new Minions movie that's about to come out. Not to date this episode.
I think it already came out.
Okay, so there's Minions in the air. So there was all these, like, little hidden Minions. And then there was one where it's, like, a little toy with a quarter. And we couldn't figure out, A, if it was a quarter. And then, B, why was the quarter there?
Yeah.
And we were just, yeah. And then, like, a dog was dressed like a Minion. I think it must have been new because I don't remember that dog being dressed like a Minion.
I don't remember. I mean, I don't know. Who's to say?
Who can say? Just go on that ride and let us know if we're like, just being delusional. And then hopefully you'll get adopted by a cooler family than we got.
Yeah.
You won't get adopted by, like, the tall, skinny, blonde family.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see that. So then after that, we went on the tram, which is my personal favorite. You like it too a lot, right?
Oh, I love the tram. Yeah. I mean, it's like an hour ride, and the line goes fast.
It's the best line to ride ratio in the world because I've never waited more than an hour, and it's an hour, like the whole attraction. Today was fun because we actually got to go through the back lot, and the last 3 times I haven't gotten to do, like, the actual, like, sets.
Yes.
And I haven't gotten to do that in a while. I want to do one of the, like, fun runs just so I can go through and be like, I don't want to run. I just want to look at stuff.
Yeah.
And then, and King Kong. Oh, one thing that was interesting is because they had students shooting movies, we, like, went backwards at one point. Like, we went behind the Westernville. Where normally, like, you loop around and go the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very fascinating for me.
Of course, we're a week too early to see the new section for the movie Nope.
I'm so sad about that. So we went around it. And when we went by it, they had a tram in there. And I'm sure they were doing testing. They were filming. It was, of course, all men, like, filming stuff. And then I was telling Jenny how, like, the film industry is just all men. And it's especially, like, certain departments. Like, for me as a woman who did sound, it was really hard to get into it. And then cinematographers are not very women-friendly. I mean, this is not me accusing anybody. This is just me stating facts and my observations of the film industry.
I mean, they are hard facts.
Yes, hard facts. But yeah, and we were just laughing. Like, it's all, like, young dudes.
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed that we're not in the, like, in-group to have gone to, like, the special thing for Nope.
We're just normal people. I'm just a creative director. Yeah, the set looked amazing, though. And I'm excited because it's a show scene. It's not just like a, look at this set. I think I was telling Jenny, anytime they have that little, like, green and red thing, that usually means that's, like, an attraction like Jaws or, like, Earthquake.
Isn't that kind of like what Grinchmas used to be? Because they would perform, like, when you would go.
I think they only did that during Christmas, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't think I ever actually saw the Grinchmas section down there.
I've seen it, but I've never seen them do stuff there. I've never seen people there, but I've seen
the set. I've seen the set, but I've never seen it when it's, like, happening.
No. And then today, because of Horror Nights, they blocked off Bates Motel, so they put Norman by the house.
Yes.
And I was telling Jenny that... I forget. So when Universal Studios opened, they had, like, a big stunt spectacular, and they had people in, like, tiny airplanes doing tricks. And one of the airplanes crashed, and the man died. And where he died is supposedly haunted. And it's the area by the Bates house, and then also where the War of the Worlds set is. And Universal was, like, had, like, they kept seeing him. And then now, I guess, for Horror Nights, I don't know if this is true, they put out a dummy that looks like him, and supposedly now that they do that, the ghost doesn't come out anymore.
Interesting.
Yes.
Ooh, spooky.
But yeah, tram tour, highly recommend it. We're gonna come back and see the Nope thing because people have gone and, like, seen it, but I don't think anyone's experienced, like, the attraction yet.
I mean, but it would have been cool to see Kiki roaming around.
I know, be like, Kiki, run! I highly recommend watching videos. Just go type it in. So many people who are awesome have gone.
Have I shown you a picture of me and Kiki from back in the day?
You've met Kiki?
Yeah.
Kiki Palmer?
I mean, Radio Disney days, back when she was on Jumpin'.
She's from Disney?
Yeah, she was in a DCOM.
I just know her from Scream Queens.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I have a picture with her.
I don't know. I was never a child, even when I was a child. When I was 12, I was watching Citizen Kane. So.
Well, I mean, when I was working at Radio Disney the first time around, I was already too old to watch those shows, but I'm like, I would say, it's for work. I'm watching Hannah Montana for work.
When I was in film school, it was when High School Musical came out. And I remember being like, as a film student, I should watch this. And I forced myself to watch it. And it was awful.
I loved how corny High School Musical was. Oh, see, look, we can't stop talking about Disney.
I know. Okay, sorry. Going back to Universal. And then we came down to the lower lot, and it was super crowded, and they wouldn't sell Jennifer just chocolate ice cream.
No, what the heck? We went to the Dreyer's place, and they have milkshakes, but they were too fancy. If you know me at all, you know I like sweets, but I don't like too many sweets. I'm not the type of person that can get those shakes that have tons of stuff in it. I just like a good plain chocolate shake. So they had fancy shakes. Then for the ice cream, there was like four flavors, but none of them were chocolate.
No.
Or vanilla.
It was all sundaes, and even I was like, I'll get the shake, and I'll have probably three sips and then throw it out because I will die if I drink the whole thing.
Yeah.
But
we went to Starbucks instead.
Yeah, and I got an iced tea, which I'm drinking right now. And then we came and sat here, so that was our day so far. Probably, I told
Voodoo
you.
Voodoo Donuts later.
Yes, Voodoo Donuts, which we parked by there, so that's very nice. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, we'll go, I'm sure after this, go to the upper lot.
We did see some characters.
Oh, yes. Talk about, we saw the being, a.k.a. Frankenstein, and the bride of the being, a.k.a. Yes. Frankenstein.
Yeah. Because the bride, I guess she hasn't been around for a while, and they just announced that she was back. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
It was very chaotic. Like, we kept trying to get a picture with them, and they just kept walking around.
They were very much atmosphere characters.
Yes.
Like, we're just doing our own thing, and you can watch us.
Yes. But we did enjoy watching them. When we were there, the bride kept putting on this lady's ring, and then she would stare at it, and then they, like, all of a sudden were terrified of it and, like, acted like it was fire. They're like, no.
Should we talk about the character experiences in general here?
Yeah, let's go.
I would say
Beetlejuice, like, came up and, like, was in my personal space one time.
Oh, Beetlejuice is in everyone's personal space. I get a little cringy around him. I'm like, Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Listen.
Don't say his name a third time.
Beetlejuice. There he is. No. Yeah, I feel like what weirds me out about Beetlejuice, because you know I love Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. But.
Beetlejuice.
Yes. But I feel like the actor is easily able to be a creeper.
Yes.
Like,
the character's kind of creepy.
I mean, the character's creepy, but we're talking about some guy who's dressed as the character who can be really skeezy around women, and it feels a little dirty.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, you're not really Beetlejuice. You're just a dude who lives in LA who's like, hey, there, you know?
Yeah, one time I was walking, and this was like during COVID. This was the first time I'd come to Universal after it reopened. And he, like, was, like, right over my shoulder for a long time, and Michelle didn't tell me. And, like, finally I, like, looked, and he was right there. And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like this at all.
Oh, my God. No, but I feel like overall I love the character. Mm-hmm. Like, the characters here, they're definitely very interactive and stuff. Whereas for Disney, I know that I'm sure characters would prefer to be that way. Because I feel like when I was working at Disney, it was much more lenient for characters to kind of just wander around and do stuff. But now it's very strict. And I feel like with here, I don't know, it's a little more open where they can just kind of wander and do their own thing a bit. And
I did like, we did walk past Dracula, and then I realized later, like, oh, he was in the shade because he can't be in the sun. And then he came out and he was kind of like, like cringed at the sun. And I thought that was funny.
Yes. I do think, though, at Universal overall, they need to have more entertainment. Like, they need a show.
Yeah.
I know that they have shows like Waterworld. And that
animal
thing.
Actors. Yeah.
But.
Which I know people love. I'm just not like a big, I just am like, that dog doesn't know it's working.
I know. Yeah. Oh my God. The dog doesn't get money.
Yeah, he just wants to be home.
I know. So I feel like in that open area that they usually use during Christmas time for like the other Grinchmas stuff with the tree. Like, why don't they have something where they do shows?
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, a Minion show or
Bye-bye.
An old Hollywood show or, I don't know, something.
In Florida, they have the Bourne Ultimatum stunt show. I think they should bring back Terminator 2, personally.
Oh.
Get rid of Minions, which I know they won't because people love
Minions.
They'll
never get rid of Minions.
But I want Terminator 2 back. So much.
Oh, my God. Well, and you think, too, they don't even have a parade here. There's no room. So there's no parade.
The escalator parade?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you've been to Universal Hollywood, So there's an upper lot and a lower lot. Because this is built right on, like, where the LA becomes the valley. So on the upper lot, there's, like, the Harry Potter section. There's a stage. There's, like, there's the Secret Life of Pets. It's the smaller area.
You know what I was just thinking of? Mm. I feel like people who live in LA, they're so against the valley. So it's like, if you come to Universal, don't come to the lower lot. Because if you really hate the valley that much, stay upstairs.
I do not go down there.
Yeah, it's the valley.
Simpsons Land only. So then it takes like about 15 minutes. You take a series. I think it was like 4 or 5 escalators.
I think it's 4.
Yeah. I can't. It's more than 3.
1, 2. I mean, I'm looking at 3 right now.
And then there's 2 you can't really see, I think. So it might be 5. We have to count on the way up.
Yeah. I've done the stairs numerous times. And they're numbered.
Oh, so you can see how many you've walked?
Yeah. I can't remember how many there are altogether, but oof. It was hard.
And it's just kind of like, and I was on there going, woo, this is the best ride. But it is just like, oh, this takes a while. So I used to come here and not even go to the lower lot.
Yeah.
Because it's just a pain.
But there's not that much down here either.
Like, the better rides are down here, but there's 3. There's Transformers, E.T. Mummy. Oh, E.T. I don't like the Mummy ride. I'm wearing an E.T. shirt today. Sorry, Michelle. And I'm so sad that the Mummy is there and not E.T.
I know. I miss, like, giving weird names.
I know. Speaking of, should we go into memories of Universal?
Memories. Let's do it.
I'm in the corner of my mind. So my memories, I don't have a ton of Universal, and a lot of them are, I can't tell which was Universal Florida and which is here, even though I'd only gone to Universal Florida once when I was a kid.
Oh, I didn't go at all as a kid.
Yeah, we went one time. Oh, and I was like 9. I have a picture of me and Mae West from here.
Okay.
Not like, you know, Mae West quotes.
Right, right, right.
And then I do remember going on the E.T. ride, and E.T. could never say my name. And when I went on the one in Florida, he just called me friend, and I realized Jasmine's not in there. So the E.T. ride, spoilers, at the end, E.T. says your name.
Spoilers
for like a 40-year-old ride. He said friend, and then I realized, oh, my name's just not in the system. So I'm wondering if when I was little, I just was like, yeah, I thought he was going, blah, 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 but he was saying friend.
Yeah. I wish I could remember the weird names I used to give. But it's funny because I feel like I've been on E.T. a lot, but I honestly don't think I came to Universal often at all. I might have only come a few times, and I'm like, oh, I used to ride E.T. all the time and Back to the Future. I remember getting lost as a child. Mm. I was here with my Auntie Carol and my cousins, and I remember freaking out because I was lost. And it turns out that they were just like right near me, but I was looking the wrong way, and I just started walking. I'm like, where are they? And I remember being so freaked out. So like, that is a core memory for me, being lost at Universal Studios.
I do remember the I Love Lucy tribute, and I would go there all the time, and it was just me by myself in there with my poor mom. And I would go, and they had like a little trivia quiz, and I would always, and you were like, you answer questions to help them get to California, and I would always get them to California because I knew all the answers. And then it was the same quiz, so once you did it once or twice, you knew all the answers.
Yes. I'm trying to remember what was in place of like the Simpsons area.
Back to the Future.
The Simpsons area is pretty big. So it wasn't all Back to the Future.
I don't remember everything, but where that one quick stop is, that was Doc Brown's chicken store, and like it was fried chicken. Uh-huh. And then they had the Back to the Future ride, and then I don't think they had anything. Oh no, Curious George. That was all, and Harry Potter and all that was like, there was a Curious George playground area. At least it was when I was a kid.
Oh.
And I think it might have been like a Fifel. Fifel goes west for a while.
Oh my God, wait. I think you're right. And then obviously, too, with, like, the whole Harry Potter area that used to be the amphitheater, because that's where I saw NSYNC.
That's where I saw the Strokes.
What? Yeah. I saw No Doubt there, too. But when it was Universal Amphitheater, that was my NSYNC days. Oh, memories. I really do miss the old stuff on the tram tour, though. Like, when we were passing the Jaws area, I was like, wait, didn't the tram used to feel like it was going to go into the water? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know when they stopped doing the effect, but they took it out, I think, in 2006. Between 2014 and 2016, they took it out. And I was telling Jenny, I'm wondering if it was because, like, stuff would fall. So at one point on Jaws, like, the whole tram would tilt towards the shark. And I'm wondering, like, did something happen? Was it just too expensive to do that? But then why would they, like, replace the whole mechanic?
Yeah.
Like, the whole system? You would just leave it. So I thought, oh, did something bad happen? Or, like, did too many phones fall in the water? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, because when they first made it, people weren't holding phones to try and do stuff. But then also with that one bridge that would start collapsing, and now they just have a train on it.
That bridge freaked me out.
Oh, my God, I know. Yeah. Also, the...
For those of you who don't know, there was a bridge that you'd go on, and halfway through, the whole... Like, the bridge would collapse about, like, a foot.
Yeah.
And it was an effect. Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Terrifying. Next to where King Kong is now.
Yes, and I miss the old King Kong. It's interesting.
Oh, my gosh, I miss that so much.
Yes. I was working at Radio Disney and so Radio Disney was on the 17th floor, and I would look out the window. I was there by myself, and suddenly I was like, there's a building on fire at Universal. What is going on? And that's when there was the big fire.
Do you know that there has been a fire at Universal every 10 years up until that point, but there hasn't been one since?
Wait, didn't you say it was because of something?
There's a big conspiracy theory that they do it for, like, insurance, allegedly. That it's, like...
Allegedly.
rumors. None of this is true. That, like, it's done for, like, insurance money, or it's done for this. Like, it's not, like, accidental. Mm-hmm. But then the last time, people got really pissed because they burnt a lot of masters of recordings. Like, really famous recordings are now, like, the original's gone. So you can't, like, do it. Like, you can't re-update it, like, remaster it as new mediums come out. So people are pissed about that. So that's why I'm like, oh, is that why there hasn't been one in, like, 15 years?
Oh, shoot.
Because they're like, yeah, we went too far.
No.
I am afraid of everything. Like, today I did not look at Jaws. I went past him and I closed my eyes. I made Jenny film him for me.
I did.
And I would, even when I was a kid, I loved the King Kong ride, and I would look at it.
I would look at it. For some reason, during this King Kong thing, sometimes I kind of look away like, oh, nothing to see here.
Well, this King Kong, I closed my eyes because they, like, I told you, like, they snap the dinosaur's jaw open.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's violent. This is violent. It's also, like, there's spiders, and it's just scary. There's, like, a 3D Kong attraction now, and they have it in Florida, but it's actually a ride.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Jennifer, what? I know we're in memories. Fast and Furious Supercharged. The greatest film ever made. Every time we go on it, I can't stop laughing when Vin Diesel's like, our family will protect you.
And then he jumps out of the car and, like, holds onto the helicopter.
And I clap every time. And at the end of every ride, I clap. And I'm like, if I could stand up and clap, I would. Because, like, he did not want to be there.
I wish someone did fan art of that. I would buy that for you.
I want fan art. I want recreations. I want a cameo from Vin Diesel saying, our family will protect you, Jasmine. I'm saying it with too much emotion. I need you guys to go watch the video because I'm expressing too much.
You are. You're emoting too much.
I need to de-emote. De-emote. Mm-hmm. Smaller. Angrier.
How do you feel about the new land opening?
Oh, I'm excited. We're actually looking at it right now. Super Nintendo Land opening early 2023, which in theme park speak means, like, March probably, or April.
Yeah. It's pretty tiny.
It's tiny. It looks amazing, but it's tiny. Like, even driving around it, because you go past it on the tram tour, you realize, like, oh, they can't expand.
Yeah.
Like, this is as... So I've heard it's going to just be the Mario Kart ride. I'm sure this information's out there. The one in Japan has a Yoshi ride, but that just kind of, like, is a ride that, like, goes through the land, like a people mover type situation. And you're on little Yoshis. Then they're building the new theme park in Florida, and I think they're building this roller coaster in Japan too, which has a Donkey Kong roller coaster, which apparently...
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
That was my favorite to play.
And you jump. Like, there, it looks like there's no track because there's two tracks. And, like, you literally, like, jump over sections of the track.
You don't understand. I was a whore for Donkey Kong. I love Donkey Kong. But you know what's funny is I've never won the game.
Oh.
And I still have it. Like, I can still plug in my Super Nintendo and play Donkey Kong, and I can only get past a certain section.
I've only ever won two games. Well, I almost won one. The Simpsons arcade game, my cousin Cameron and I got to the last level, and Mr. Burns' feet defeated us. And, like, I don't know why we didn't keep going, but we did. I think we, like, ran out of coins and we couldn't get any more in time. And then I won. There's this game. It's not Dance Dance Revolution. It's a dance game that was for the first PlayStation. And they had these two aliens that did capoeira. And I loved that game. And that was the only game I ever beat.
I never even got to PlayStation. The last console I had was N64.
Ooh.
And I only had Mario Kart because that's what came with it. But I loved it.
I have Switch. I don't like the Switch Mario Kart. Now we're just going off on a tangent again. I don't like the Switch Mario Kart as much as I like the N64 one. But never play GoldenEye unless you want to barf. So yeah, the Super Nintendo Land looks amazing.
Are they going to have characters as Mario and Luigi?
I don't know if they have that. Like, if they aren't, they're going to be, like fluffy characters, whatever you call them. I don't think it's going to be people.
Fuzzies,
yeah, or whatever they are.
Are you a fluffy character?
They're not, you know, it's not going to be a human.
Yeah. But it should be. Oh, my God, remember that show?
Yes.
Was it a movie or a show?
The Mario movie?
Was it a movie?
Yeah. There was a show and a movie.
Okay, I'm thinking of the show.
Because there was a show in this, like, 80s, 70s.
That's what I'm thinking.
And there was, like, an episode where, like, Dracula gets mailed to their house, and they, like, have to, like, help, and they open the coffin, and Dracula's in there. I don't remember anything else.
YouTube it. We got a YouTube it.
YouTube it. And then there's the movie with the guy, why am I not remember? From, so famous, from Roger Rabbit.
Oh,
the main guy.
Wait, I'm still
and John Leguizamo, which I can remember his name because of Tu Wong Fu, but I can't remember the really famous actor's name. Who I can name like 10 movies right now. Hook. Like, I can name so many movies. Roger Rabbit.
I feel so stupid right now.
And people are like shouting at us right now, and I refuse to look it up. I refuse to.
Bob
Hodgkins, right?
Hopkins.
Yes. Oh, that I pulled that out of my butt. rest in peace. I love him, but yeah, he played Mario, and then John Leguizamo was Luigi, and then Dennis Hopper was Bowser, but not like okay, now we're just, okay, I'm sorry, everybody. Let's go back to Universal. That's it for our memories. What are our recommendations for Universal to improve?
I mean, my recommendation would never come true, because it'd be like, make the park bigger.
Yeah, make more rides, because every ride is very quality. But because there's so few rides, the lines are always long.
Well, and what I don't like, someone like me, I get very nauseous. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the attractions here are screens.
Yes.
And because obviously space, I get it. I just don't like it because I can't do much here. So that stinks.
Yeah. Jurassic Park ride's awesome. We'd be on it right now, but the line's an hour and a half. I'm not going to wait an hour and a half.
Yeah.
For Jurassic Park.
I would say as for, like, food, I don't know if there's anything I would particularly improve. I feel like they definitely have a fair amount of options.
I was saying today that for theme parks, I would say Knott's Berry Farm is number one in terms of good food. Universal's two, and I would say Disney's, like, a distant third.
Yeah, I agree.
The food here is much better than Disney.
It is. I mean, just with Cletus's Chicken Shack, I mean, the chicken is so good.
And it's so good.
It's so much. It's so much.
Even, like, my favorite place to eat before was in Leaky Cauldron. It's either Leaky Cauldron or Three Broomsticks. One's here and one's Florida. I think we have Three Broomsticks. I used to like to get their prime rib in Yorkshire pudding, but they don't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. So I am sad. So now I go to Cletus's Chicken Shack and get some delicious chicken.
I would say, too, I mean, this isn't something for Universal to improve on, so, like, I'm just going off of whatever, but I want to do a comparison really quick to Downtown Disney. Mm. I feel like CityWalk has so many more food options.
Oh, yeah.
So many more.
So many more.
Yeah. I mean, there's restaurants, there's quick service, you know. I mean, the thing that I don't like, obviously, is with Menchie's and Taco Bell, Pink's, like, all of that's very expensive.
Yes. But it's cheaper there than it is in the park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the Panda Express here, this is something they could improve on. The Panda Express inside the park... Yeah. You have to have it's a prefix menu. So it's not a prefix menu. It's like you only get certain choices. So, like, you have to get the orange chicken and chow mein. You have to get, like, the beef broccoli and this. Like, it's pre-done for you, so you don't get to pick your own thing. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the one in CityWalk, it's normal Panda Express.
Yeah.
So get on that Universal.
Oh, wait. I know something that Universal needs to improve, because we were just talking about it before we were recording. They need to have a lightning lane type situation with some of the rides, because... Mm-hmm. How much were you saying is the extra?
So they have a thing at Universal, which I recommend if you're here visiting. It's just expensive. It's a $100 adder to your ticket, or if you're a Southern California resident, you can buy the ticket for $180, and you get Express, Universal Express, which means you can go on every ride once. You get to go, not to the front of the line, but you get a very, very reduced line. Mm-hmm. Like, when Michelle and I did it one time, we had lines that were normally an hour. We only had to wait 15 minutes. So it was definitely worth it. It's just expensive. I wish they had it for individual rides, though.
I know, because I really would want to go on. I've never been on Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. I went on the Jurassic Park one, but I haven't been on this because the line is always like 90 minutes.
We should go when it gets darker, so hopefully the line will get shorter.
Yes, we'll do that, and then we'll get our voodoo donuts.
Yes. yeah, it's amazing. The new Jurassic Park ride, 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Ooh, I can't wait.
And they also, there's like a dinosaur that jumps up and scares you, but they slowed it down a lot, so it's not so bad anymore.
Oh my God, speaking of dinosaur rides, okay, now I'm going back to Disney. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I just think of like Animal Kingdom, and I love the dinosaur ride there because it's like a perfect mixture of this and Indiana Jones.
What is? It's just basically Indiana Jones with dinosaurs.
It is.
Yeah, it's the same layout, like track layout, same ride system, everything.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Back to Universal.
Back to Universal. So they're perfect. They have no ways to improve except for one or two things. I mean, yeah, it would be nice if you didn't have to walk down so far. Or it'd be nice if they could create a ride that takes you from the top level to the bottom level. So at least it's a little more interesting than just taking all these escalators.
And I just want a little more entertainment. Like, again, the character situation is great, but I want, like, some actual shows.
Yes. More shows. Some of the characters, too, I'm like, you guys have access to more characters than you show. Like, they have the Universal Monsters. They have the Minions. But I don't see, like, Marilyn Monroe walking around anymore.
Yeah, she'll just kind of chill in that one little section, like, towards the entrance. A part of me wonders, because Universal obviously has so many people coming for horror nights, I wonder if that's just kind of what they focus on. And they're like, well, this is our time to shine. Then when Christmas comes, they have Grinchmas. And so for the other times, they're like, well, people are still going to come to Universal. We don't have to try that hard.
Yeah. Because I was telling someone about they're going to build a Universal Monsters Land in the new Epic Universe theme park. And they're like, why? And I said, so they can have a permanent year-round horror nights. Because that's their cash cow.
Yeah. And I've never been to horror nights. I've only gone to Not Scary Farm.
Nor I've been to neither.
I almost, like, want us to go to Not Scary Farm together once just because it would be terrifying. Like, I went with Amber Arden. Like, well, I mean, we were with a group for Hot Topic, but her and I were holding on to each other, screaming our heads off.
Oh, my gosh. I just couldn't enjoy it. I would just be, I would be someone that I'm like, I want to go in when it's super crowded so I can see everything before it happens.
Yeah, and don't be on the side. Like, be in the middle of everything. But I feel like for here, it would be terrifying because they, like at Knott's, it's a little more campy, but it's still scary and terrifying for me. So here, they go all out and I would be so scared.
For me too, they all try to scare me because I'm like so tall. And they think, like, I'm this tough girl. I'm like, no, I'm flower. I'm delicate flower. I'm baby. Yes. Like, no, I scare very easily. I'm 5'8". That's it. Nothing else about me is tough.
I feel like if we came, we'd have to have noise-canceling headphones and a bunch of things, like a blindfold. It's like, don't look at me.
You'd have to put me in one of those inflatable sumo suits so nobody could get near me and give me noise-canceling headphones. And then I'd be fine.
Yes.
I wanted to compare Universal to Disney, and mostly this is not as flattering for Disney, I feel. So some of the things are, I feel like Universal does better, they have misters everywhere, which is really nice.
Yes.
They have more, I feel like they have more shaded seats.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel Disney, it's really hard to find a seat in the shade. Universal, we found it pretty easily all day.
Also, though, Universal, there's more areas like that where you walk and sit. Yeah. Compared to Disney, Disney has, like, a lot of sections where there's, like, things going on. So, I don't know. I mean, I get it. But, yeah, I wish that there was more shaded seating at Disney.
I feel like they also have more food per capita here. Like, they might not have as many food places as Disney, but for the size of the park, it might be more.
Yeah, I mean, this park is tiny. It is minuscule. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that we stay so long where we don't do... I mean, at Disney, we don't do a lot of stuff, but I feel like we have different... Oh, my God, I can't even speak. I feel like at Disney, we sit in different sections throughout the day, but at Universal, we kind of are in the same spot for a long period of time just because there isn't that much to see here, you know? Because even with the whole tram section, like, that's that whole back area. You don't have to sit over there.
No.
You either are at the lower lot or you're in, like, the Simpsons area or in Wizarding World, where Wizarding World needs more seats. They need more seats there for
They
sure.
do, yeah. Because there's not a lot of benches there. They're very sparse there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I get it, too. They want people to kind of walk around and, like, get out.
And buy butterbeer.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I had today.
Yes, go on a ride, buy a butterbeer, and get out. I feel like in the France area, I always end up finding good seats there.
Yeah, and they have a good, like, restaurant there that I've wanted to try, but I just love Cletus's so much.
I know.
What are our top recommendations for a day at Universal Studios?
I feel like we've already talked about that.
Kind of.
The tram?
The tram. Life of Pets. Well, I would say, like, things to bring. So it's it's almost always hot here. Like, I don't know why. Even, like, on rainy days, it's hot here. So I recommend, Jenny and I bought these little hand fans from Arizona. No, what is it called? Amazon?
We went to Arizona to the Grand Canyon. It was super hot. And so we're like, we need fans.
That's exactly what happened. And people all day were asking us about them. And also they were asking Jenny about her umbrella and if they sold it in the park.
Yeah, it's a black and white one, but it has a, I forget how you say it, because it has that shape, top that goes.
The old-timey shape.
The little old-timey swoop shape.
Yeah, the swoopy-doop.
Yeah.
And then, hat, sunscreen, get ready for the heat. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer. It's hotter than Disneyland for sure.
Well, and I typically, like, you know, I usually dress up for things. Yeah. I am so comfy right now. I'm just in a small, like, crop tank top, a flowy skirt, and sandals.
I'm in shorts. Yes, shorts, a sun shirt, and an ET shirt. This is, nobody knows us here.
No, not at all.
It's not like Disneyland. We might see people we know. No one's going to see us here.
But I honestly feel super comfy. Like, I'm kind of sad that I don't dress like this more often at theme parks. So I'm like, this is great.
I would recommend bringing a water bottle or else you're going to be buying water all day because apparently no one wants to give us water.
Yeah, Starbucks flat out told me, sorry, we can't give you a bigger water than this little cup because they want you to buy the water bottles.
They gave you like a little, like a Dixie cup plus of water.
Yes.
As soon as you get in, do the virtual Life of Pets queue because then you can do other stuff if they have it.
I have a big recommendation. If you don't come to Universal often, please, please, please remember where you parked because it can get confusing. There are so many structures that if I did not remember what structure I parked in, I would freak out because I'm like, I don't know where to start.
Because there's like E.T., Jurassic Park. I think there's a Curie Storage one. Then there's the front parking. Oh, here's another tip. So you can pay for different levels of parking. There's the general parking, there's the front gate parking, and then there's just like slightly further up parking. I think you get to park in Jurassic Park. It's really, I don't notice that much of a difference. I don't think it's worth it personally, unless you really like are limited on your mobility.
I get it if you're limited on mobility and if you just want to walk straight to Universal. Yeah. However, if you do want to walk City Walk, it makes more sense to park a little further away because then you're walking through City Walk to go to the park and to go back to your car.
And City Walk is not bigger than Downtown Disney, so I don't think it's not like it takes that long to walk through.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were talking about the restaurants. Yeah, the restaurants are better. They have, I don't know what they have, but they have a lot more than Downtown Disney.
Well, and Voodoo Donuts actually is not that expensive.
No, and it's so good.
Oh, it's delicious. And I'm so excited for the, now I can't remember the name. It's a new steampunk restaurant.
Oh, they're building like a new Willy Wonka type chocolate factory situation where Hard Rock used to be.
It's a steampunk theme, and I looked it up because it's at Universal, and it looks so cool.
Yeah, and it's chocolate. Chocolate. They have a movie theater, which I miss the movie theater at Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
Let's see what else they
have. And if you just want to come to the movies, you get a discount on parking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We get, and if you have a pass that we have, we only get free parking till 6 p.m., so just keep that in mind. A lot of the free parking's just because I think, you know, you'd come on Saturday night, they need that premium spot.
That is true. I never thought about that because I'm more of the, let's get there right when they open. I get upset because City Walk doesn't open until very late. I want to be here at 8 a.m. and walk around and then go home by 10. Yes. And they, like, City Walk wasn't opening until 11 or noon.
Oh, my
I'm like,
gosh.
This is not okay.
That is not acceptable. Yeah. Voodoo Donuts, too, we are very, like, plain. I just get a plain chocolate donut, and so do you, and they're really good.
They're so good. I know Voodoo Donuts is known for their, like, crazy flavors, but, yeah, I just like a plain glazer chocolate, and
it's solid.
It is divine.
It is a good donut.
Yeah.
What other recommendations do we have? Yes, Voodoo Donuts.
I mean, Cupid's, if you don't want to go to the La Brea, like, original location, if you want a good old Betty White naked dog, that's my fave.
And they're like, you like the naked dog? Didn't you go somewhere and they were like really incredulous why you liked the Betty White dog?
Well, it was the owner.
Oh.
It was the owner of Pink's when I was working the event at LA Zoo. And I was like, I really like the Betty White naked dog. He's like, yeah, we were wondering who would want to buy that. I'm like, it's me.
I'm your customer. It's me and children.
Me and Betty. Rest in peace.
If I ate hot dogs, I would eat that one.
Yeah.
But I don't eat hot dogs.
Oh, see, I like it. You know, I get weirded out when I bite into it. Okay, no. I don't get weirded out, and that's what weirds me out. When I bite into the hot dog
and it has that like, has crunch, and
I'm like, yeah.
I just don't like an amalgamation of meat. I like to know what my meat is.
Yeah, hot dogs, you can't really think about it too much. Like, I went to the, sorry, this is totally off topic, but we are kind of in the same area. In Burbank, there used to be a hot dog place called Papu's Hot Dog Show.
Hot dog show.
Yes. Ah. Papu's Hot Dog Show. And I would walk there all the time after Radio Disney stuff, like my first round of Radio Disney. And I think their grade got a little lower, and then suddenly they closed, and I was really sad about it. But they had very, like, crunchy hot dogs. Ooh. You'd bite it, and it'd snap.
Got a little snap to it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of what else we could talk about Universal Studios, or we just wrap it up. I feel like I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh, I forgot this and this and this.
I'm sure we're going to forget stuff, and we'll just kind of, like, do a little – when we do an intro for our next episode, not Bridgerton, because that's already
– that's in the can.
That is ready to go. So the episode after that, if there's anything we forgot that was very important, we'll let you know.
So, yes, recommendations, Cletus's, lots of places to sit, bring a fan, bring a hat or an umbrella or some type of shade – with you. They do put out umbrellas. They do have misters. There's a lot of people who get really close to you. So if you're not into that, you know, make sure you know that and, you know, bring a mask because there's a lot of people who like to stand really close to you.
One thing you forgot to mention is with your drinks, how you can refill everywhere.
Oh,
like
yes.
When you get the...
They have those like Coke machines that are, you know, like the freestyle machines. At I think almost every restaurant. So you get free refills. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
They do have some cool sippers, which I think you can refill at all the places. Like I saw a girl with a Minions one today.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a cool meet and greet by the Minions ride where they have the Minions. And it's like a nice, cute little setup area.
There's a lot of good photo
yes.
backdrops
Random.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like just the whole Paris area.
They have mopeds.
I know.
That kept honking and we kept jumping out of the way thinking there was a golf cart behind us.
I know. I was trying to be very courteous. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm in the way. Oh, never mind. But yeah, just like a lot of the walls with the buildings and stuff, there's a lot of good areas just to take like fun photos if you just want some fun
yeah.
OOTDs.
Not particular. Like, not like, you know, just generic.
Yeah. Like, I'm in Hollywood, but it's clean.
Yeah. Clean, not a lot of people. I do like the Waterworld ride. Not the ride, the show. I highly recommend it, but I very rarely see it, but it is very good.
We'll see it again one of these days.
One of these days, yeah.
We haven't seen it together, have we?
So. I haven't seen it in years.
Oh, okay, so then, yeah, we haven't seen it together.
Definitely Secret Life of Pets. Highly recommend. Really, you can't go wrong with any ride.
One thing that I want to make very clear to Universal, bring back SpongeBob and
yes.
Patrick. I miss them.
And E.T.
Well, yeah, that too. But I miss SpongeBob, like, walking around.
I know. I wonder if Paramount was just like, no more. We're going to open our own park.
So sad.
Yeah, and I don't care for the mummy ride, but people like it. I did hear a young child, when I say young child, like a 13-year-old, say on Indiana Jones to their mother, this isn't as good as the mummy at Universal Studios.
Excuse me? Is it just because they like roller coasters?
Yes. I think they just met the ride system, and I just like was so ashamed of that person.
I mean, it's kind of laughable here too that because they're working in such a small space, they're like, okay, we're gonna have the ride go front ways and then we're
backwards.
Gonna make them go backwards and that's gonna be it.
The one in Orlando is amazing. It's a really good ride. The one here is like a cardboard cutout carnival attraction.
Yeah,
like literally it's cardboard cutouts on the ride, and then there's one good animatronic in the very beginning.
I haven't been on the mummy in a while.
It's fine. It opened on my 18th birthday. I mean, it opened on my
oh,
I was.
You just turned 18. Though,
I did.
Jasmine.
No, it opened when I was born. How many years ago was that? I was -3. I was just an idea. Because I did. I just turned 18. Do you know people probably are going to believe that?
Like, wow, you hang out with old people because I just turned 38.
Yes.
I am your mother, actually.
This is Jenny, secretly my mom. She had me when she was 20. So, Jenny, where can they find you?
You can find me on OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding.
Also, yeah, we have nothing left to say. I apologize for this episode, but hopefully you enjoy the, like, the what do you call it? Repartee? The, like,
is that a word?
Yeah, repartee is a word. Like, that's like talking back and forth.
Okay, I don't know words.
You enjoyed the improvisational, the unscripted nature of it.
Yeah.
If not, I apologize and you'll like next week's episode a little bit better.
Yes, but you can find me on Instagram at Jenny Ray Gibson. You can also look at my balls at at Lil Ray Cakes.
Buy her balls.
I really want to make a photography book that's called Look at My Balls. Where, like, it's just white with black writing or black with white
yes.
writing. And that's all it is in the front. And
it's like
inside,
a sealed book.
Yeah, but inside it's just pictures of my cake balls. Look at my balls.
I would buy that.
You can also find me on Twitter at Lil Ray Cakes. You can find me on Bumble, Tinder, and Hinge. Soon to be Plenty of Fish. And OkCupid.
Are you an attractive person in the greater Los Angeles area and are not like, are weird in like a cool way, not like in a weird serial killer way, then find Jenny on Bumble.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you are into me, you can message her as well and say, hey, I like Jasmine. And then she'll filter you for me.
I mean, or they could just message you personally.
You could just message me at my personal Instagram or at, you can go to 1313harborthepodcast.com. You can go to our Instagram, 1313harborthepodcast, or our Twitter, 1313harbor. There's other ways, I'm sure. I think we have an email. You can email me.
I don't remember what it is.
1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, just message me on Instagram. That's probably better. I love you all. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for accepting us back. There's not a lot of you, but those of you who like us.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly. I love every single one of you, and I know every single one of you. So to all who come to this happy podcast,
welcome!